When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm Alan Davis. You are listening to the Tuesday Club. This is the Arsenal podcast, and I've got Ian Stone with me this afternoon. How are you, Ian?
Afternoon, Alan. I'm all right. How are you?
I'm okay.
Well, we won, didn't we?
I've got a lot of free time.
We have got a lot of free time.
I love free time.
Midweek's off, generally.
Midweek's off, weekends off. When's the cricket season? Has it started? They're still in New Zealand, aren't they? And Tayo Papula is here.
Hello, mate.
Papula.
How are you?
Big news for Tayo. Are we allowed to say?
Not just.
We're not allowed to say.
Big news that we can't tell them.
We're not allowed to say. The Hornet is in the room. She's behind me. God knows what she's looking like now.
She's laughing.
Suntanned.
I'll keep
she looks suntanned.
She's just come back.
Tanned and lovely.
She's come back from India with me. Yeah, we just got back a couple of days ago.
She's a yoga maestro now.
That's the big news.
She's better than an Austin maestro.
I got that. Took me a sec. That's a vehicle from, I think, before my time, isn't it?
Stop it.
That's for when you were in Knickerbockers. But no one at your school had a maestro.
Not that we're allowed to see the pictures.
Right now.
My dad had a Sierra with Go Faster Stripes when I was at school.
He wanted a maestro.
A Sierra?
Really? A Ford Sierra, brown one with Go Faster Stripes on it.
Oh, well, we won't announce your big news, but it's nice to see you back.
It's nice to be back. Since you've been away, our season's over. It was going all right. You left and you came back and it's finished.
Back in time for the traditional mid-March cider in the park fest.
Well, I left 2 days after the Blackburn debacle. Left the country then and came back.
You're glad you stayed for that game, aren't you? Oh. You're glad you stayed. Specifically, flew out to India after... I'll stay for the Blackburn game.
That would make you go to India, wouldn't it, after watching that?
Make you emigrate.
But now there's no pressure, so we can beat Munich away.
while I was out there, I saw us lose to Munich, actually. I saw us lose to Munich, saw us lose to Tottenham, didn't see the Villa game. Met some good gooners out there, actually.
The Villa game was the big one in recent weeks. That's the key one, because, you know, fourth place is everything. The league's the priority.
Well, it is now.
And you've got to win your home game. So that's the key game while you've been away.
We did well to get a result, is what Arsenal said.
We scraped our way through. Santi Cazorla scored after 1 minute and 90
He scored again as well.
He scored twice.
We didn't see that game.
And Szczesny let in a really bad goal, which may have contributed to him not playing last night.
I've blanked that. What happened?
He let it through his hands.
Oh, soft one.
It was a shot from 25 yards. And
Vyman. He's good, Vyman. I like Vyman.
Well,
should he buy Vyman?
Well, I'm happy to have anyone. to be honest with you. Just put him out there and we'll go, yeah, we'll have him.
Did Villa have anything about him that game?
No.
Not really, no.
Did we make him look good, though, anyway?
Yeah, we struggled away.
But we had a tough week.
They're in trouble, though. Frank came to the pub, your mate Frank, your old teacher, says he's got a picture of you in knickerbockers, won't let us have it.
He won't let us have it.
He knows the rules. He knows the rules.
Have you got something on him?
He's not even in the country. He won't even know.
Bless you, Frank.
By the time you've been promoted back up from the championship, he'd have forgotten you ever showed it to us.
He's enjoying a few digs, actually. He's saying that...
Really?
He's saying...
They're in no...
Villa fans giving out digs.
That's how bad it's got.
I kept saying to him, it's 3 from 4, Frank. 3 from 4. 3 from 4, my friend. One of them's Wigan. And you know they never go down.
Well, they got a very big match against Harry Redknapp's QPR this Saturday.
Who, Wigan have?
Villa have.
Villa are playing QPR, yeah. They're all 6-pointers.
Villa won the other day, though, didn't they?
Did they?
They beat someone.
Oh, yeah, they did. They beat Reading away.
Yeah, they beat Reading. Yeah. Reading are going down.
They sat the manager. Paolo Di Canio will come in, save them.
No, they'll go down.
What? All right.
You sat the manager at this point, you go.
That's what it's happened. 9 out of 9. I read that statistic.
It's Wolves. Yeah, you sat the manager now, you go.
Well, no, not if you make the kit man the manager. Obviously, then you go. But possibly if they appoint a decent manager, they might
Reading are not staying up. Why now?
Brian McDermott. Why would you do that?
It's a failure. He's only brought them up when they had no right to be up.
They're right in the thick of it, right? They're right in the thick of it.
They've got Liverpool, Man United, Arsenal and Spurs to come.
Oh, well, yeah. So let's get rid of
him. So that's no reason. That's not a reason to get rid of him. That's exactly why he's
sitting there. Di Canio's available. He's ready. He left Swindon in a half. He's only 20 miles up. He's 20 miles up the motorway. He just drives down, parks his car and he's there. Ready.
Yeah, well.
But that takes him off the long list. Takes him off the long list for us.
Is he off the long list?
He's off the long list, yeah.
Was he on the long list? Was he on that
card? I don't think Paolo...
He was on the long list.
Can I just say, by the time we get around to choosing a new manager, I think Paolo will be available again.
He was in the gorgeous foreigners in bespoke suits category. Yeah.
Really? Along with Roberto Di Matteo?
No, it's been replaced by Roberto Martinez. Because we haven't listened to it. We now podcast once every 6 months, as you know. The last time we played the David Moyes game, in which we try and choose Arsene Wenger's long-term successor, and it's always David Moyes, no matter what criteria you go through. Although getting stuffed home by Wigan in the Cup might turn it into the Roberto Martinez game if we play it again.
Mm. Isn't the long list always ending up with Arsene Wenger as manager?
No, it was Jurgen Klopp last time, in fact, is what it was.
Damien was the only one. He was tying himself in knots over even the idea of... talking about who might be the manager.
In case Arsene was listening, come the revolution, he thinks he's going to be saved.
But listen, Arsene Wenger's battered reputation at home and the much maligned and ridiculed and mocked and all the rest of it that he has to endure here doesn't stretch to overseas. Overseas, he is still widely respected,
venerated,
and revered. And last night's performance in the Allianz Arena. Just added to that, really, because once again, the gutting, excruciating agony that is nearly going through in the Champions League has visited us. How many times have we had this? How many times has it come down to one goal? Last time we played Bayern Munich, 2005. One more goal, we're through and away goals. So many times.
Goes back to, do you remember the Valencia game? Valencia away.
John Carew with a header. 15 minutes from time.
15 minutes from time.
That wasn't
beat
nice.
Adams in
Tony
the air.
Adams, he killed slipped. Me.
Beat
he slipped.
Adams in the air. No one ever beats Adams in the air.
Well, surely, John Carew was enormous. Romford Pelé had scored a beauty at home. Do you remember?
Yeah, but we let in a goal, didn't we? And we knew.
Then we let in a goal, and that one went
also
in.
Also, we hit the bar, didn't we? At 2-1, we hit the bar at Highbury.
Two
and
goal
you just
lead.
Knew. When that goal went in, you just knew,
we won't even mention 04. Then there's 05, Bayern Munich, one more goal, we're out. 06, 1-0 up in the final, 50 minutes to go. Eindhoven, one goal. There's one goal in it. Liverpool away. The penalty.
Barcelona
in the last
away. Nicolas Bender with the Nicholas shot.
Then we get trashed. We got trashed by Ronaldo in 09. We got trashed by Messi in 2010. All right, fair dues.
Happens.
Right. Happens.
I'll take those.
Okay. They're quite good.
But 2011, Van Persie getting sent off for the chance in the last minute. One goal. Stuff. One goal in it. And then AC Milan, the idiotic penalty that Giroud gave away at 3-0 out there.
Yeah, but it was a poor performance.
It was
in the
a
first
rank,
leg.
Stinking performance.
Both last 2 years.
And now we've lost it in the first 20 minutes. Because we went over there, that was a good performance last night. That's a performance you'd want against a team that didn't know whether to stick or twist, as they
I don't
kept
know,
saying.
I can't.
Did we lose it? Did we lose it in the 20 minutes? Or did we lose it when Santi was knackered for that over... I don't know if you've done this, overlapping goal for...
He didn't track back, did he?
Yeah, I felt when that one went in, that's when...
The 3-1.
The third goal. They certainly celebrated hard for that third goal. They knew that was a key goal.
But I just don't think... Listen, we only play when there's no pressure. There's no pressure yesterday. And so they suddenly went, all right, let's play.
But the ironic thing is they played in a very disciplined, organised way, not in a kind of flamboyant, free-flowing, attacking way. It was much tighter at the back. Koscielny was shouting at people.
Koscielny was
excellent. And organising.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's happened there? Someone's had a word. Someone said be more vocal.
I think you said it yourself. I think...
Alan's had
after
a word.
After the ridiculous...
They all sat in the dressing room and went, have you heard what Alan Davies thinks? Arsene said, I've been listening to the podcast. That Damien, that bastard. If I ever crosses my path.
If I ever get a chance. But yeah, you said that Arsene's got this, you know, he's got a proper reputation because he's a proper manager. Yesterday was a disgrace. With all the newspapers and all the... And I know, don't
just
listen to
just making up stories.
Just making up stories. Arsene's one certain radio station, which just happened to be on in the bathroom, was going... They had the whole phone in going, is Arsene mugging off the fans, basically? You've gone over there. All this kind of stuff. Look, he played his best team available. He made two big calls... with Koscielny and with Chesney at home.
What about Sir Chesney then? He wasn't in... But he was, his mind wasn't in the right place, is what he said.
What's it's a polite way to say you've been dropped, and it was the right thing to do. Anyone outside the club, right, anyone who's not a fan, I remember listening to some guy on Sky Sports yesterday just going, oh yeah, Jack Wilshere probably could have played, but you know, just because it doesn't fit their agenda for him to be injured or for Chesney to be rubbish at the moment, basically. You know, it doesn't fit their agenda for Arsenal to be anything else apart from like a joke club.
Club in crisis.
Arsenal's getting all this shit. He did the right thing yesterday. And because of him, that's why we played that way yesterday. It's a bit annoying that we haven't done that for the rest of the season or for even for two games in a row.
Sorry, we did it a couple of
years
ago.
That was a performance yesterday down to the manager organising.
But doesn't it drive you mad, though?
Yeah,
because why haven't we... I mean, we lost the league a couple of years ago and then we played Man United when the league was gone and we beat them 1-0 and Ramsey scored. Same sort of thing. Pressure's off. Oh, yeah, we can play now. Why don't they play when the pressure's on? I mean,
key injuries too, though, isn't it? Key injuries.
I'm not saying that these things don't happen.
Because Kieran Gibbs being missing in the first leg. Gibbs has been excellent.
Yeah, but if our reserve left back was not Andre Santos, you know, that's not a key injury. That's just buying an idiot. So there's the problem there.
Cannot argue with that point.
It takes me back to Mikel Silvestre in the new camp.
In the new camp.
Why are you even there?
There you go.
New camp in a Tottenham kit.
There you go.
I'm watching that thing. My club's over. Our club's finished.
Well, that's the point.
We're wearing a Tottenham kit and we've got Mikel Silvestre.
Every time you mention Lionel Messi, that game, I just think of the way he almost laughed as he lobbed Almunia, who crouched down to make it easier for him. I might add.
Oh,
and we got destroyed there. We had to go there with Sol Campbell, didn't we?
We had all sorts of injuries.
Sol Campbell and Mikel Silvestre.
I don't remember. Vermaelen was in the team. I remember him lying in the grass.
Is he going to get in the team again?
That was a clean sheet against Munich. And I know it was a slightly muted, odd Munich who didn't go for
didn't
it in the way. They didn't
on.
Come at us, did they? They didn't
no.
seem to want to, didn't quite know what to do.
They're a bit scared.
Schweinsteiger missing, he's a key man in the middle of
key
the field.
Man. But we were missing Jack. I mean, it's not like, you know, you take out
Ribery was a key because they had that horrible, you know, man-child monster crabbing up and down the left wing. but, you know, without his foil on the other side.
Les Miserables.
Without his
hey,
foil.
Frank, you're ugly.
Very ugly, but you're pretty good.
Hey, Giroud, I am paid more than you.
Hey, listen, he tried to miss that.
But Frank, you are ugly.
Giroud, forget the miss. Forget
hey, I'm beautiful.
Yeah, you might be beautiful, but don't shoot from 45 yards out. Arsenal went mad.
What? One day, my friend.
One day.
Back of the net.
One day. Yeah? Europa League.
One day.
Group,
boom, boom.
Europa League group stages next year. Back of the net. Against
who did
the champions of Azerbaijan.
He did
then
that,
we'll
in, his, he did that in his first game or second game
like a
away
chicken.
From home.
I ran like a plucked chicken.
Stoke, he had a shot from 45, 50 yards.
Why does he run like a chicken?
He runs
chicken.
In a weird
Why
way.
Why does he
his
run
chest
like a chicken?
Is out.
He runs like there's a fox in a coop.
Robin runs like a... He runs like a sort of... Aaron Lennon and Cleb.
He runs like his underwear is much too tight.
He is the greediest man in the world. Iron Robin. Has he ever passed the ball ever to anyone? I mean, he's just terrible. Yeah. I love seeing him kicked. It's a pleasure for me.
Would you like to have him in the Arsenal team?
No.
Iron Robin.
Okay. What, over Gervais, who almost
over
had
Gervinho.
A over Gervais, who almost had a
oh, the way he beat those two
moment.
Men.
Yeah, but that's so Gervinho, and it beat those two men, and then just dribbles it wide.
Yeah,
that's Gervinho.
He couldn't quite get there, could he?
Well. Yeah, but did you think he was going to score?
I think it was in those moments, I think, you know, in those moments when there's two big defenders and you know they're coming and you are going to get hurt. And the guy who came in, Dante, followed in after the first one and deliberately kicked him after the ball had gone, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember I went to the City Ground one year, a long time ago, and Charlie Nicholas was playing for Arsenal and he didn't have a reputation for bravery, for big 50-50 challenges or anything like that. He was all about ball skills and... But he got injured in the box and going for a ball and gashed his knee open and the Forest fans were giving him a load of abuse and he was stretching off. And Brian Clough stuck up for him after the game. He said, until you've been in there, you've got no right. You've got no right to say anything about anyone because in that six-yard box, you can get hurt. And you've got to be brave to be a forward.
Yeah,
and I thought that was... As there are times and you just... I saw the replay. I thought, oh, he's going to get murdered.
So are you sticking up for Gervinho?
I'm sticking up for him. The ball slightly got away. He stabbed it. If he gets lucky, it's going in. And he goes a bit unlucky.
I think it says all we need to know about Arsenal that we're bringing on Gervinho to try and rescue him.
No,
you get hurt as a big centre-forward if... if you're not Olivier Giroud. Because there was a lovely ball that Theo put in the first half where you talk about your Charlie Nicholas or whatever, they would have anticipated
what,
that.
When he was at the back post?
Yeah, Alan Smith said, as Smudger said at half-time, actually, that's a centre-forward's dream. And you could really see Smudger on the end of that one. Do you remember the one when
the only thing,
it ran out for a touchline. And Giroud was just kind of on his
head. The only thing Giroud dreams about is Giroud. Honestly, it winds me up.
And you dream of me too, my friend.
Once in a while.
Mon ami. I'm in your dreams.
I just think he was injured.
Wow,
in the first
you wake
half.
Up rock hard.
We put the ball out.
Don't do that. Why are we having this conversation?
You make a 10 posts for me, my friend. Eh? I dream of me. How dare you? You dream of me.
He was injured, wasn't he, in the first half? And we put it out, and I am shouting at the TV. And Mike Rosie...
Have a Kleenex!
I could just see him saying it. You dream of me to Iron Robin. You dream of me.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not convinced.
I'm 15 not convinced.
Goals. 15 goals, first season. Not bad. Five more than RVP in his first season.
Yeah. Well, how many minutes did RVP play?
He used 10 to get, he was two in
goals. Total. He's only brought on for the last five, and he used to get 8 shots on time.
How many minutes did that mention?
Yeah,
Chris?
It was a bit early, wasn't it? A bit early for the RVP calling.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think...
Right. No, thinking about him, though, now, I keep seeing Suarez running around playing for that shower of shit. Well, I really wouldn't be anywhere near sixth place if it wasn't for having that bloke in the side that we should have bought. You know, because we weren't going for, you know, you buy cheap, you buy twice. We were out there looking for Shamak and Park and all these people.
We got them. It's a lot of competition.
That's what you end up with, isn't it? That's what you end
Shamak,
up with.
Shamak, yeah, he's available. Yeah,
someone who can maybe nick you something out of nothing. And really, Giroud's never going to be something out of nothing. The one who can pinch you something.
He'll get on the end of stuff. And 20 goals a season is not a bad return, But that shot from 40 yards, what?
He's always...
Oh, my God, I lost it.
Suarez scored a lovely goal against the Avershower of shit last week.
Suarez is a top player.
Do you see that? Do you see that one?
What do you think of the arguments about whether he should be a player of the year? I mean, I don't think the players are going to vote for Suarez.
They don't respect him as well.
Because they hate him, right? Yeah. Because he's a nasty shitbag. Yeah. I mean, he is all about treading on your Achilles as you're running away, trying to make it look like an accident. He's all about pinching and pulling and tugging and gouging and all the stuff that goes on in the game.
South Americans, isn't it?
He thinks it's...
One of them became Pope. That's how he became Pope. He went up, pinched the Cardinal.
It's a little bit of gouging in the Sistine Chapel.
The smoke was supposed to be black coming up, but he just pulled a little trick.
Really? Have we chosen him? All right, then.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
No, they won't.
He thinks that's how you play, right? Mm. The fact that he's the only one in the league playing like that, it doesn't... I mean, I think it was Jenkinson or someone. I hate playing against
he's
him.
He's
It winds you up all the time. But his touch is extraordinary. His finishing is
And he keeps at it as well. He never stops.
And the rivals for the player of the year are Robin Van Persie and Gareth Bale. So really, I'm between
come
a rock
on,
and a hard place.
Come on. Come
you
on
know,
the racist.
There are three most detested clubs in the league. I'd rather have a Chelsea player win it. That's
Stop
how bad it's
Stop
got.
It.
I'd rather have
Matter.
Terry.
I'd have
rather
Matter. Have Terry. I'm going to vote for... Well, I'm not going to vote, am I?
Juan Mata?
Juan Mata's a good shout, but it's going to be those other three.
Imagine who he could have played for instead of Chelsea.
No. Yeah, but we didn't have the wages, did we? We're not paying the wages.
We're not paying his wages anyway. We saved that money. That's banked.
For something. What a rainy day.
Yeah.
How much do we pay at Alonee's wages?
I don't know. I don't even know.
We have an enormous squad. Portsmouth only has 17 players, by the way. My mate went to see Orient Portsmouth. 17 players they got. We've got about 40, haven't we?
They won, though, didn't they?
They're bottom of League One.
Yeah, and they're going down again.
what are you saying? Portsmouth only needs 17 players to be shit. Go out
of
business.
Yeah, they are shit. Yeah, I'd rather have one less.
Absolute agony to go out of the Champions League. I actually thought, if you'd said to me it's going to be 2-0 to Arsenal, I'd really?
What?
We're going to have 5 minutes of actually going for it and maybe knocking them out? I was thinking we were going to lose 5-0.
What was Arteta doing there at that point? But a terrible free kick and then giving away two others.
He was tired.
I know, but it's brainless, isn't it? Isn't it a little bit stupid? He gave away a free kick against Robert in the corner, another one against, I think, Martinez in the middle of their half. And the free kick wasn't very good.
It was an odd thing. I thought it was a bit of an odd game. It's almost like
scoring. I'd rather have had Cathola take that free kick. That one, yeah. 5 minutes to go, and he chipped
really
it out.
Bad one.
Yeah, that was not good enough.
No.
And those are the chances. Listen, I was tense for a couple of minutes after we scored, and then I calmed down again, and then I was tense for 5 minutes.
It was an odd game. It was almost like we scored too early almost, because they came on in that kind of Bayern kind of pomp way, that, you know, pompous, arrogant way that they do. We scored, and then I don't think we got near him for about 10-15 minutes after that.
Theo had another cross come shot, didn't he? That like you said, that one that Giroud possibly should have got on the end of. And that was sort of it, wasn't it?
It was a bit of a
weird.
And
then Theo was onside in the second half. That was the one. He was through on goal and onside, even though he messed it up.
Why do you think he took Walcott off? Walcott should have stayed on.
I didn't know he was on after the first 3 minutes, did you?
No,
I mean, I didn't notice him. I mean, I thought the Ox did more in 20 than Walcott did.
I really like the Ox. It's nice to see him playing well.
He won the corner. He won the corner.
He lost his way a little bit. And, he won it with real skill and
pace. He won it with skill, beat two players, tried to cross it, corner, goal. And suddenly, what the hell was that goalkeeper grabbing the ball? And then, does that make a difference?
They can do all that. I mean, they were doing all that. I remember when we played them in 05. And I think that's the one where Fabregas goes and spits at Ballack, isn't it, in that game?
Oh,
it's on YouTube. It's beautiful.
Is it lovely?
Beautiful.
I'll take that.
It's a moment you'd want to see, you know.
Yeah.
In it for eternity. Anyway, we lost it. And in that game, it was constant stopping the game.
They
down,
closed out extra time really well, down. Didn't they?
Yeah, they can do that. They're masters of that. So they get a lot of praise when they play well, but when it's not going for them, they will wreck the game.
Well,
they will cheat any way they can.
And that's a professional side, because it was really niggly for the last 25
minutes. Chelsea did
in
the 07 League Cup final, when it was 2-1, and then they just wrecked the game for the last few minutes. Well, like Porto used to under Mourinho when they beat Celtic, that's like they just destroyed the game. The ball wasn't in play for more than 9 consecutive seconds.
Like in 2007...
terrible, though, by the way. I thought,
like in 2007, though, we showed our... You know, we showed that we didn't have the smarts, and who got sent off? Colo Touré got sent off then. And yesterday we didn't have the smarts. We just kept on giving away fouls, and they just let us.
The referee was awful.
Over the ball. Mm.
Alexander, after the game, spent about half an hour composing a letter to UEFA saying how bad the referee was. He was really incensed.
You need to bring
I sat downstairs and watched the highlights, and Alexander went upstairs and wrote a letter to UEFA.
But you give him no choice but to blow, don't you? If you go in and make contact with someone.
That was it.
You give him no choice. You cannot
really
do
it. I thought Martinez,
the one he did on Rosicki, was no better than Nani's one that got sent off the other week.
Neville's going, you've got to keep it in play. You've got to keep the ball in play. Make them play. Let them have it. Make them play. Keep it in play. I mean, so to him, it was absolute basics.
Yeah.
You've only got a few minutes left. The ball's got to be in play. They want the game stopped. Don't do what they want. And then when you get the opportunity, you've got to land it on the penalty spot. You've got Mertesacker in there. Good game, I thought, Mertesacker.
I love the fullbacks, you know.
Can we have a salute for Jenkinson?
The corporal, the tears in his eyes at full time.
Really, really.
I'm so weary of seeing Arsenal players. You see how much they do care. There's not here that they don't. And seeing them on their haunches or wiping their eyes with their shirts or slumped and again.
Because they got so close
falling
again.
Short again, year in, year out. Just let them win something. Arsenal, send them out to win the cup next year. Give them a chance.
Give them a day out. Give us a day out and give them a day
mate,
out.
Jez is going to Wembley with Millwall. He has absolutely made up. He's going. He couldn't go in 04 when they got to the final against Man United. He's going to go to Wembley to see them play Wigan with a real chance of making the final.
And making Europe.
And
I bet Europe are excited about that.
do you still do that thing with the FA Cup? Like just follow, you know, you follow your ball all the way to the final.
Yeah, so you do when you see the draw pan out like that.
Millwall,
when you see Millwall and Wigan between you and the final and you've just thrown it away. Someone said to me, they didn't throw it away. I said, they throw it away every year. You can say all you like, there's a team out there that should win the game. It's not your best team. It's not your best team. So every year we go out of the cup without our best team on the field. That's ridiculous to me now.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Maybe I can get it in the third and fourth round. But once you really get into the key games, last 16 knockouts, you've got to go for it. You've got to go for it. So now we've got nothing. Now our next home game is what? Is it in about 3 years' time?
It is.
What is it? It's Norwich, is it?
No, it's. I keep talking
Reading.
Yesterday.
Reading
next week.
Well, you know, that'd be all right. We'll get a win at Swansea.
Who would you have at right back for the rest of the season? Who'd you have at right back for the rest of the season?
What's going on with Sanya? Is he injured?
He's injured and he's leaving in the summer.
He's puffing and blowing in games. Yeah. He doesn't look up for it.
The corporal looks ready now, doesn't he? I mean, he's played in Munich, win a 2-0 win.
It's hard to leave anyone out from the back five on last night.
Let him play for the rest of the season.
So, you know, that means...
But Koscielny, I mean, who knows
on the bench.
Well, all right, fair enough. Is that a problem with the captain? I mean, what do we do? Did he do a toss up and then go off?
He was all at sea in the first leg.
I think we had 11 captains on the pitch.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Right. Well, he was all at sea against Tottenham, wasn't he? He was just terrible for Marlon, flat-footed.
What was he like at home?
In the
because he's right in front of us for the first half.
In the Munich game?
Yeah, for Marlon.
Well, he's
out of position.
They destroyed him.
It's not his position. He doesn't know where to run, does he?
He's played there a lot. I mean, this is a bloke who's captain of Ajax, captain of Arsenal, international player, played left back lots of times. It shouldn't be out of position. He knows
the game.
No, but he
gets pulled 5 yards inside every time. I mean, we've seen it a lot, haven't we? With people beating Nani, I think, scored a header at the back post one time for Man United. It was just about Vermaelen getting pulled away.
Who's played in front? I mean, we talked about the Cazorla goal, right? But who played in front of him last year when he had that run at left back and he looked really shaky?
Oh, I can't remember, mate.
Don't know.
We don't seem to have, because
they're probably gone
because we're not a 4-4 anymore. We used
whoever
to
they are,
2-4s, didn't we? And then, but we haven't been that for
different
a while.
It's a bit more flexibility.
So quite often there isn't anyone in front of you.
You're on your own, mate. Do what you can.
No, no one's coming over to help you. You're on your own. You're not quick enough on the turn.
Theo was supposed to be in front of Jenkinson, but Jenkinson did a lot of work yesterday.
I like the way Jenkinson. I like
he's coming
control.
On, isn't he?
He's looking for a player.
He's looking for those three stripes. It's been a call again.
And that, Sergeant Jenkinson, next
it's
season.
It's been a call, I know. But
you've got to put 5 years in. He's lucky to be a corporal.
At his age, with his experience.
Big Phil, who's a big follower of Yellow Boots on Twitter, he's in the forces. He'll tell you he's very lucky to be a corporal.
Trusk.
He's very lucky to be a corporal, and really I've promoted him ahead of his time. You're not going to be a sergeant until you're at least 28, 30.
Yeah,
no tears afterwards. All give him a stripe.
That will help the commitment.
Not
you'd
even
expect that.
You
not
get
even
a stripe when you get knocked out. No.
Not even putting Jeff Shreves in his place.
Let's not forget we lost. How did he do that?
Oh, Jeff Shreves came trampling kittens as he goes, going, for all the performance today, it's another 8 years without a trophy.
Yeah.
And he just said, I don't want to talk about that.
Is that what he said? I don't want to talk about
that. I don't want to talk about that tonight.
Outside Good. Shreves.
Good. I like that. I like that he had a go.
So, do you want to talk about losing at Tottenham?
No. Really. Why would we do that?
Because the defence... this is what's strange about it. I can't follow it, right? The defence that looked solid last night against one of the best teams in Europe. What happened in that game? That run that Bale made, where it wasn't even a run, particularly.
He was tiptoeing in a pantomime.
He kind of jogged through in a diagonal from the touchline to the edge of the D, basically. Jogged. Past Arsenal players,
We played out last night, we backed
off. The back four can see him coming. Everyone can see him coming. We haven't got anyone who sits with him. Arteta does his best in there, but there's no Gilberto Silva with a proper Terminator radar saying, oh, here he comes, I'll go and eliminate that. Mm-hmm. There's no one doing that, and he just jogged and jogged and jogged, and then jogged behind them, and they still didn't turn around and look at him. I mean, it was the most inept. Graham Taylor was on the radio on 5 Live saying that is like under 11s. And you couldn't argue with
is
that.
Is it harsh to blame Vermaelen for both of those?
Well,
goals?
It's a collective, absolute collective failure.
Monreal.
An individual failure.
Let him go for the second
the
one.
The second one, Monreal great. Kind of, he was with Lennon but decided not to go with Lennon but didn't really pass him on to anyone.
Did Gary Neville say something about, like, that there was a language problem there? Because he couldn't. You can sort of do. I think he said a
language problem.
Yeah, he said, well, because he was with.
Him
he
in the
didn't
white
go
shirt.
With, no, he didn't go with Lennon. And Gary Neville suggested that maybe because he's not communicating fully with his teammates, and that was the reason why, in that split second, that Lennon...
He knows
got
their names,
gone.
Though, doesn't he?
What?
He knows their names, doesn't he?
Lennon!
Pah! Pah!
And then point.
Look!
So I did go with him. Yeah, it doesn't take much, does it?
Hey, me la!
So 2-0 down. And classic, this is what we've been all about for about 5 years now.
And they were
rubbish. All the football, knocking it about. Wilshere and Cazorla, best players on the pitch.
Giroud should have scored.
Real football
good tackle,
in the game.
But Giroud should have scored.
And then bang,
shot.
Two down.
It was ridiculous. The Giroud chance,
if he'd just been a bit... I mean, lovely touch.
Just
but
quicker.
Just he's not quick enough.
Just one touch to control it, shoot. And he just wants to do something extra. Just
good
do
enough,
a little
good enough for Fulham.
Pirouette or something that he does.
Yeah, a swap deal with Berbatov.
Yeah.
Would you
now.
Would you in a heartbeat? Would you?
I'd like to have had him last summer. Perhaps this season. I don't know.
It was annoying.
It's gutting because it means we're 7 points behind Tottenham now and we have to catch them You know that, don't you?
Because we do have,
we
to,
do
catch
have to catch them.
But they did give the game away against Liverpool the other day, so maybe...
Yeah, that was good, fun. Maybe that was funny, always funny.
So we'll win our home game in hand and we're only 4 points behind.
But you still do that as a fan, but this is assuming that we'll actually win our games. You used to do, you know, you go three games behind and go, all right, we'll catch them.
Are we going to win against Swansea on Saturday? Are we going to beat Swansea? I fancy us.
Do you?
Yeah. They are fancy us.
Well, we've got some confidence now, haven't we?
Swansea are one of those teams, right? They've had a good season, a very good season. Great to win the League Cup, and they're up the higher up the table than they probably thought they were going to
the
be.
The League Cup, we
and
should.
Now it's March. Mm-hmm. And the big clubs now, this is it now. This is where you play. Like Barcelona did against Milan on Tuesday. The rumours of their demise, somewhat exaggerated. This is when you play now.
They were quite.
This is when it starts, right now. For everybody else, this is when it tails off, where you get a bit fatigued and weary and you start dropping your point.
Swansea are safe, whereas we have stuff to play for.
Like you said the other week, they've got their handsome manager who's.
They've had their season, their season's
his
done.
His job is done.
Our season starts now. We need to go and do them at home and get the points and come away again. And have a serious attitude about it like we did in Munich.
Not many people win up there.
Proper attitude about it. Go there, nullify them and win the game and come home. Maybe we'll grow up a little bit after that result last night. Because they were serious about it. You could see it was
They went
proper,
about their business properly, didn't
properly,
they?
Properly, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was, there were no stupid gaffes or mistakes. No one wandering about.
Most of the games we got, they're winnable, I think. I think they're winnable, the games we got.
Yeah,
so go out and win the games properly. Jack will be back in a week. He's out for 2 or 3 weeks.
How many good teams have we got to play?
So that could be anything from 2 or 3 weeks to a year.
Well, the internationals, after we play Swansea, they're international.
San Marino, yeah.
So he's going to
have to make
do
without him for San Marino.
And Montenegro.
That's a tough game.
Both of those are actually people. They're not even countries.
Montenegro.
Yeah, got to beat him.
How many good teams have we got? How many are the top?
Man United.
You've got Man United at home.
That's it.
Everton at home. That's the sort of tough
game. We haven't
got
to play anyone else in the...
Reading, Norwich, QPR.
I hope the Man United game doesn't matter. Of course it's going to matter.
We're going to win the league on our pitch. You know that, don't you?
Robin Van Persie trotting about.
Let's make it smart.
Van Persie. Yeah.
He won't celebrate, though. He won't celebrate.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, he'll hide the trophy under his shirt.
I don't even want to go to that.
That's what I said.
I don't want to hear the booing and the baiting and the jeering and all this. I don't want to hear it.
He scores after four minutes.
See, I was still right.
Just, Marlon gives
we
him
played
the
at Old Trafford. I was over in Ireland doing a gig and I had it on the eyes following the BBC text commentary.
Oh, that's always a pleasure.
His game kicks off. And then the next thing, Van Persie scores into bottom corner. That was the first entry. Someone's having a laugh with me.
That was awful. I was there, I was horrible.
I watched it from behind the sofa. I just say, let's get
on
with
horrible.
It. Let's get over it.
Horrible. Vermaelen gives it to him. He goes, no, not him. Not him.
Just eliminate the goals from crap errors like that.
We'd be 15 points better off.
You know, which is what last night's performance was about, it seemed to me. It seemed to be about eliminating basic crap errors.
Yeah. Just stupidity. Like then we started giving the ball away a bit in the first half.
We weren't giving it away, we were just giving it the touch, basically. Riziki put a few out, Ramsey put a few out. I'd like to give, we did play well yesterday, we've got to big up Fabianski, he's done the defence. Fabianski had a good game yesterday. And all the papers were saying as if we're putting in our second choice keeper who hasn't played, we all know that. But don't you remember, he was getting quite good before...
Was that an illusion?
Injury.
Was that an illusion?
No, I don't think he wasn't getting quite good. He was getting not so shit.
He was getting not so bad. Yeah.
But then he got destroyed at Wembley, didn't he, by Chelsea?
But that was...
When he looked...
Was that the same period?
Absolutely terrible.
No, he's talking about
In 09.
I know, he's talking about later on.
I'm talking about when Chesney had the free run of the team, in the first team.
Then he got injured.
Yeah, because he came going because Fabianski's shoulder went when he'd just put two or three games together, or maybe even a few more than that. And he was playing quite well, I thought.
He
still had an unusual technique, which was to stand behind the goal line and then try and stop the ball crossing it.
I just remember Porto away.
I've never seen a goalkeeper do that.
He threw it into the
turned
goal.
His back.
Well, that was in a difficult period. But the Chelsea game that you're talking about.
Period. Fabianski's difficult period. Period. Difficile.
I spoke to Gianfranco Zola on the radio the other week, and I said, how's Manuel Almunia getting on? I said, you managing to keep in his area? And he started laughing. He said, no, he's playing very well for us.
Hey, listen, we'll be playing Watford next season, mate.
You're coming up.
They're coming up.
The Hornet's coming up. The Hornet's grinning. Look at her. Still loves it.
You couldn't even see that, but she is grinning.
I can feel it. I can feel the smile of a Hornet.
Vidra over Vigirin?
What?
Oh, you don't know this. Vidra is banging in all the goals. I think he scored Watford have scored the most goals in all the divisions this year, is that right?
Right.
You tell me. Yeah. And Vidra's banging him in up front. So
what you know, what you want to destroy their squad so they go straight down again. Okay, do you think they'll take Arshavin? Well, someone. Is anyone going to give him a game?
He was on the bench last night.
Talented player in the club.
He was on the bench last night.
He was on the bench.
Yeah.
He's never going to come on, though, is he?
It was snowing as well. He would have loved that, wouldn't he?
He loves it.
He'd have just been out there. Arson.
I heal like dog.
Arson wasn't even wearing his zip-up sort of sleeping bag.
Yeah, no, he wanted to send out the message that he meant business, so he put the sleeping bag down.
And he's in a couple of big dinners, Arson, didn't he? Put another layer of body fat on.
He's looking a little bit thin.
Yeah.
I think the team was doing that
too. If he came back next season like a sumo wrestler, like he'd put on 6 stone over this summer. Has he been busy in the market? Not that sort of market. I'll eat more cheese than you've had up dinners. Look at me.
Look at me.
Big fat Sam.
So after yesterday, does he get some respite? Does he head to the long list again?
The manager?
Yeah, the manager.
I don't know who's going to be here next year, isn't he?
I think he's staying.
Yeah, he's going to be here next season. Yeah. He's going to be Arsenal manager next season. He's going to be in charge of the transfer budget this summer, and we're going to see what he does with it, see if he's going to get some good players in. There's all kinds of rumours starting already.
Here we go conversation.
Didn't we say this in March last year?
It's the same every year.
It's the same at every January and every June and July. Yeah. We have the same conversation.
Surely this transfer window. Surely this one.
He must see.
We're knocked out of the FA Cup by some smaller club because we put out a weakened team. We get knocked out of the Champions League, apparently unluckily, but basically due to our own errors.
No. Not good enough.
We haven't got enough points in the league. We're scrabbling for fourth place.
We get knocked out by Bradford.
And this is our club. This is our level. This is where
we maybe
at.
Need some players.
We need some players if we're going to change that.
Yeah.
We need a couple of big central midfielders.
Well, the only just is always like the one or two players that we didn't win the league with in 2009. The one or two players that we didn't win.
2008 was the year. 2008 was the year when we had the injuries and lost it from 8 points.
So how much money?
We've never really been up there since.
How much money?
No, we have. There was that one where we went from first to fourth.
2010, we had a chance. We had a shout. At one point, we were on for the quadruple.
We were, yes, that's right. And then three went in a week.
10 days later,
three went in a week.
Arson couldn't resist it when the bloke asked the question. So, do you think you can do the quadruple, Arson? I believe anything is possible in football. Instead of just going, shut up about the quadruple, don't even bother me.
We will win everything.
We'll take
Arsene by the next morning.
Says we're getting all four.
So we got, was it 70 million quid?
Alex Song wants to come back.
Who says?
Are you just saying that?
A rumour monger in a tabloid paper. Yeah, he wants to come back. He's not getting any games out there.
Did you see him celebrate?
I saw him joining
goal.
In the huddle. Saw him there.
Looking
in the huddle.
A little bit awkward.
Yeah, slightly awkward. Idiot.
What are you doing there? Why did you go there? But it's a shame. It's a real shame because there's a report about Nasri as well.
Nasri wants off.
These are good players.
He'd come back in a heartbeat. He'd love to come back.
And we'd love to have him back as well, wouldn't we?
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
Oh, Sammy, brilliant to see you. How'd it work out for you out there?
If you have a good season, are you going to angle for a move?
Show us your medal.
Oh, yeah.
Someone said that he wanted to come back. He wanted to come back in last season.
Who Nasri did.
But yeah, it's a shame that these players leave in the first place and then don't kick on. I mean, there's one or two who do these days, more than there used to be. Let's face it, Abuye's gone further in the Champions League than any of our players this year.
Galatasaray, what amazing result
there. No one's laughing at Wesley Schneider at the moment, are they, for going over there?
Oh, did they, Drogba? Yeah, that was odd, that move.
But you know,
the fact that no one wanted Schneider. I'm like, what's gone on?
Well, they did.
The wages is 200,000 quid a week.
That's what they're giving him, I think.
Yeah, that's what he was on at
Cash Rich Turkey. How's going on there then? Someone putting money in?
Oil, is it? I don't know.
I mean, you look at the Champions League last night, you look at Malaga, bought it. PSG bought it.
Malaga, I bet Santi's daddy made the move.
Monreal's going, I should have waited.
Should have stayed.
Nacho's going, oh, come on, mate.
David Beckham's going to lift the European Cup for PSG, do you think?
Well, he might lift it for this Dream Football League. You heard about that at all?
What, in Qatar?
Yeah, you heard about this?
Are we going to be in there? I'm worried about that. I was looking at that. They're top four teams. I thought, who's
it? No, it's not the top four. Qatar, basically, to try and give themselves some kind of some credence ahead of the joke
Cup.
That is 2022. They want to put together 22 teams to 16 permanent teams and 6 invited to a tournament every year in Qatar for prize money, 175 million.
Yeah, they're offering a lot of dough. Yeah. Yeah. Even if we won the prize, we still wouldn't spend it, though, would we? I'll put that in the bank.
No, I don't think they invest their money wisely in the Far East.
Qataris.
Do you think they can loads of it to throw around?
So, now, speaking of Qatar.
Yeah.
Are we going?
There are rumours of a...
Pre-season?
Of takeover bids.
Oh, right.
For Arsenal, that values the club at twice what the Glazers paid for Manchester United. Makes us £1.5 billion.
Mm.
Where do you... stand on that, setting aside whether or not it's true.
Right. So,
I mean, we don't, you know, I mean, that's not...
Should we just openly speculate?
That's a really boring conversation. But let's assume it is true, right? Yeah. And there's someone about to offer Silent Stan all that money, so he makes...
A personal profit of £350 million.
I mean, a staggering profit.
£350 million.
Blow your brains out sort of profit.
Not if you're a billion.
So, for or against...
We know nothing about them.
For or against?
But for. They have £1.5 billion. I don't care who they are.
Are we this now? Have we climbed down from that high horse?
Well,
it's a long way down from up there.
Really is.
It's a long way down from... We would never do that. We pay our own way. You've bought it. You've bought it, Chelsea. You've bought it, Man City.
I think
you've bought the league. You bought the European Cup. The cups are for sale. The cups are for sale to Arabs who've got enough money to buy cups, or Russian billionaires who are gangsters. They can just buy the trophies.
Yes.
This is all wrong. You should be able to earn them. You should be able to win them because you're a good club and you play, you live within your means and you develop your own players and blah, blah, blah. Or, if you can't beat them, join them. How much oil money have you got?
Yeah.
With that very convincing argument, I'm in the four camp.
Yeah.
Are you in the four camp as well, by the way?
Oh, you know what? I've given up football anyway.
So you've given up?
Yeah. I've given up.
You're not bothered?
I've given up. We sold the club anyway. What did we sell the club to him for? Tell me that. I've got no idea. It's worth so much money, and he turned out of all his money, and they'd all look round and looked at one another in the boardroom and said, he's going to give us how much for our shares? Yeah. It used to be worth £4.50 each.
And for that...
But we're custodians. Get whatever.
What? It's £5 million for two shares.
For that reason...
I'll have that, Peter Hill. That'll pay for the upkeep of the West Wing.
Even with the money, assuming if it's not horse shit, and even though, you know, got to climb down from this high horse, I'd think about moving the club to someone who might just not strangle it to death, because that seems to be what's going on at the moment.
Can't now do, because of the fair play regulations of the Champions League, though, we probably won't be in that.
Yeah.
But you can't now do what Abramovich did 10 years ago, but you can still invest more money in the playing staff than we are investing at the moment.
You can buy the training ground for £500 million.
That's, you can do that. There must be ways around it.
Yeah, they can buy London Coney for £500 million. They could buy my house as well, if they like.
That's what...
what difference does that make?
That's what Real Madrid did.
Would that not help? How would that help?
It would help you. I think that's fair enough.
Do you remember when Real Madrid bought... They sold the training ground to the Madrid municipality.
To the council for hundreds of millions. And
they let them have it rent-free.
They let them back forever.
And there must be a way of doing that.
No one can, if you do that, if you're the mayor of Madrid, you just get voted in again.
Yeah.
Man City have sold their naming rights for about £500 million. We can do that.
I've been quid more than we sold our naming rights.
How do you feel, though? You know, well, and then
how would I feel? You know, Jack Wilshere running around with the trophy, I'd feel all right.
Because it is that. You get to the point that Chelsea did when they were about to lose John Terry, when they were £80 million in debt.
Yeah.
Back in 2003.
To us, ironically.
We were looking for a successor for Tony Adams. He seemed to be and has looked like exactly that.
He wasn't as hateful then, was he?
Well, we didn't know anything about
him.
What a reprehensible dickhead he is. But we could see that he was going to be a world-class centre-half, and that's so it's proven to be. And they were about to lose him, and they've kept him since.
Because of the money. So I'm taking the Qatari all money.
You can play your centre-forward and give him £200,000 a week, and when his contract runs out, you can just walk away and you don't care. This is really more the benefit than anything else. You don't have to have a long-term strategy.
But we don't know anything. Where have they got this money from? It's just all
ground.
Well, it's a longer argument. It's a longer argument
rocks
about football.
Over billions of years.
So it's a longer argument about what you go for the football for anymore, you know, because the whole thing's been sold down the river, if you want to have that argument.
Yeah. But it's all been sold down the river. Let's get on a big boat.
Well,
and go sailing down with it.
Sky screwed it in the first place. I mean, they wrecked it. They wrecked the fixtures. They wrecked Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. They wrecked everything. They ruined it.
Well, no, but on the other hand, we might not have been seeing Thierry Henry or Dennis Bergkamp or players like that.
Well, then that's it, isn't it? So if it's all about getting the best players, paying the highest wages in the world,
get on board.
Can't beat them, join them. Why don't the Qataris just buy every club? Well, how many clubs do they want to have? Barcelona have taken the money.
That's the
idea. Each Arab state gets one club each, and it's like a playoff between the Middle East. Tottenham can be Israel. That seemed fair, didn't it?
I mean, Barcelona have got Qatar on the front of their shirts.
They're all doing it now. Why don't we get involved in all this? No, we're above it all with our Uzbeki billionaire and our Walmart billionaire who won't spend any money.
It's a joke. He won't spend any money, and he never will.
While we were sitting in our smoking jackets on the high horse.
We were on the high horse.
But, you know, but it always used to bother me.
Shit club, no history.
Other teams should have wanted it to be that way. Wanted the team that didn't throw oil millions at it to win the league. It's easy to say that because we're Arsenal fans, but you know, you should have wanted us to win in 2008 and maybe again in 2010 and not have Chelsea come. Well, at least Chelsea and the manager, they built an amazing team, an amazing squad, an amazing identity.
Chelsea had a half decent team before they got the money, and then they got the money and it saved them from having to sell their best players.
And they bought Didier Drogba and Michael Essien and Peter Cech and
Ricardo Carvalho, and suddenly they had a spine and they won stuff. Well, that's what we need.
But where we're sitting now, we've got to spend the money. It's like trying to win. You know, it's like trying to win Formula One with Fangio's car when everyone else is like, you know, driving a remote control.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
There you go. We're all for the Qataris, whoever they are and however they got their money.
With whatever
indentured Indian slave labour they used to extract
that horseshit report on the morning of the derby. You know, it was so fan friendly.
No,
I'm talking about the sort of fan friendly. We'll slash your season tickets. No, you won't for a start.
The thing about it is, it feels to me, it's only because of appalling player recruitment in the last three seasons that we're so close in so many matches, in so many Champions League ties, in so many big games against big clubs. We're so close that with better player recruitment and with better player investment, we could have been close anyway. We shouldn't be 20 points behind. It was heartbreaking to lose Fabregas, but Wilshere's coming up to take his place. And if you have better player recruitment and better players brought in than Park and Shimak and Jovinho and Giroud and these people he's been getting in from the French League, we're nearly there. And we're going to be richer because we've got a better sponsorship deal for our kit coming through.
Yeah, but we're looking at the French League because we haven't got the money.
And is the problem player recruitment or just the fact that we can't hold on to the ones that we got? Because there's a hell of a good Arsenal team out there.
Playing for other people. But £10 million is what you said. Sometimes you get a bargain. We get Thierry Henry, amazing. But sometimes you end up with Jovinho.
In 2001.
You never can tell.
Or you get Michu for £2 million, which is a classic Wenger.
I don't know.
Oh, he's on off the ball. Their season's finished, mate. They're on the wind down.
I don't know.
I'm saying you can get
Demba Ba for
with his exploding knee.
You can get Kabaye in centre midfield, Hatim Ben Arfa. You can get Chetiote. There's some people that have been taken up to Newcastle. Mind you, they're having a dire season, aren't they?
Every time you start, you know, trying to defend the situation, you remember that we bought Park and Shamak and Squillaci, and we didn't
replace Almunia for 5 years. I mean, you got a decent goalkeeper in any of those five seasons. We won three trophies there, haven't we? Surely, without Almunia.
Van Persie was injury prone all those seasons. We never went and got an Elka or anyone decent.
And he'll never get injured again.
He'll play till he's 39.
He's going to play 200 games for Man U in four seasons. Yeah.
Every game. He's playing for the reserves as well, just to keep his hand in.
And weep at
How did you feel about Manchester United? Oh, they were a goal up. We've been there. We've been in that situation.
It's heartbreaking for them.
Agony for them, isn't it? Their fans are so nice, aren't they?
And the funny thing
was, they're so respectful of other people.
And the thing is, I think someone found a Rio Ferdinand tweet from the day after Van Persie got sent off, saying one decision doesn't spoil a game. Like, just wind your necks in, Arsenal fans.
Right.
And I think he was the one at the end losing his
clapping
brain
in front of the Turkish referee.
Sarcastically clapping the Turkish referee.
And I was heartbreaking shoved over for them. Fernando Torres in that cup tie.
And that, by the way, that all that stuff about the Turkish referee, I mean, it was essentially
racism.
It was essentially Keith.
I was going to say it's a bit
in the commentary box going, Turkey? What do they do? Yeah. What do they do in the commentary? They've never had football. They don't know anything about it.
I got a call from Keith yesterday, actually. He wasn't watching it last night.
Was he not?
No, he said, nah. But he'll do it next week. I mean, in snitches for 10 minutes explaining what's wrong with the club. And he said, I'll do it next week on the pod. Do you know what? Okay. I'll leave it to you, Keith.
All right. I'll try.
I might not be here.
Are we doing one?
I can't be arsed. Can you? People send tweets all the time. When are you doing a podcast? When are you doing a podcast?
Have we got something new to say?
Go, why don't you go and watch your dad's army rerun like I do? Season's over. Get some cider and go to the park. You want to listen to us for? Oh, we shouldn't have sold Van Persie. Oh, we should spend some money. Oh, look, we've come in fifth. Oh, we ain't Tottenham. Goodbye. What's the point of it? What is the point of it? What are we sitting here for? Sick to death. I don't like the sound of my own voice. I've got to do a Giroud impression to get a laugh. We are a pitiful shambles of a club. We are way short of what we should be. Everyone needs to pull their socks up from the board down and make it better.
Just when you thought they were out, we were out. They pull you back in.
I thought we were going to get battered by Munich.
We've got faith again. Now, look at the way they played. They've got the bit between their teeth.
It's so interesting to see that Munich was scared, worried about Arsenal.
They were worried about Arsenal.
We have that reputation in Europe, weirdly.
Woke up, sun was shining, we beat Munich 2-0. It's back on.
We lose at Bradford City. We can beat Bayern Munich. And we lost to Bradford City.
It's a beautiful
City.
Football, mate. That's why we love the game.
Because football's a cruel mistress. It's a
we didn't
mistress.
Used to be this joke club. We are now the exploding clown's car of football. That's us now. That used to be Chelsea would do that. Well, Tottenham.
Tottenham
now reverting to type by throwing away those points at Anfield last week. That was funny.
Thank heavens for that.
Stupid penalties and gifting goals and playing like arseholes. They're reverting to type. And hopefully they will continue to do that for the rest of the season and come fifth on goal difference.
Limping in third place. I'll take that.
But he says he's taking Chelsea down with him. So, you know, it's open. It's there for the taking, really.
Again,
if you win 8 out of 10 games, you'll probably get enough points. That's what we've got to go and do.
30 points, it starts now.
30 points, it starts now.
Last 10 games.
Goodbye, Swansea. You're dead. See you when we can be bothered.
See you, mate.